not for one individual, but this moment is also for you. But if you just sitting there watching and wondering what's going on, then you can miss your opportunity. So my question is, how many of y'all came here with expectation? Did you really? Because God is saying that the word say he will never fail. But you got to trust him to know that no matter what you're going through, he won't fail you. And listen, you may fall, but it doesn't mean that you're a failure. I'm going to say that again. You may fall, but it doesn't mean that you are a failure. And if you fail, or if you have fallen down, here's your opportunity to get back up. Here's your opportunity. Look, I'm going to give you an opportunity right now to worship God in your own way. To worship God in your own way. This moment is for you. You got to know when the Holy Spirit is trying to do something special. And I feel like somebody else needs, look, she may be looking for a baby, but you have something birthing on the inside of you that you need to birth out. And see, look, something about a baby is that as long as I just hold it on the inside, it's growing. But the minute I push, there's a delivery. So did you come here to push? This is your pushing moment. I need you. Come on, open up your mouth and worship him. Open up your mouth and worship him. Give a God a hand clap of praise. He'll never fail. Come on, let's thank the praise team right now. Give them a hand clap of praise. Thank y'all. I feel his anointing in this place. You know, as they was up in here glowing in the dark. You know, a lot of times that we enter dark moments in our lives and we just need the light. A lot of times in life that we sit in the darkness because we're surrounded around darkness. But it's the light on the inside of us that can shine. So didn't the dancers they just worship God in their own way? Come on, let's praise God for them. They worship God in their own way. And what about our exhortator? Didn't she do a fabulous job? Listen, as she was leaving off of the platform, did y'all see how she shouted? And look, and we're adults and we don't shout like that. How you gonna let a child out-shout you? She did a fabulous job. Then we had an offering. And I think that was her first time doing the offering. But yes, she did a wonderful job. Let's give a hand clap of praise for all of them. Look, I promise you, I'm not going to keep you in here like we doing Pentecost Sunday. I promise you we ain't going to do that today. I'm going to be a man of my word. I won't be long. But before I get started, I just want to thank God for Apostle and his beautiful wife, Lady Tanisha. And he's only half the man he is because of who she is. Come on, let's give a hand clap of praise for both of them. Because Because, look, listen, without, do y'all know the importance of a rib? A rib protects the heart. It protects all the vital organs of your body. So when God give you a rib, he's giving you a protector. Yeah, so thank God for every rib that we have, including my own, for my wife. Thank God for that. So today we're going to be going to the book of Micah, chapter 7. I'm going to be reading out the New King James Version. Micah chapter 7. It's in the Old Testament if you're wondering. I'm going to read verses 8 through 9, but the verse I really want to concentrate on is the C part of verse 8. But I'm going to read 8 through 9. And if you will, can you please stand? And listen, if we have any visitors here today, please raise your hand. Please raise your hand. And that card that they're handing to you is a connect card. We want to connect with you because we don't want you to just come here and we don't hear from you and you don't hear from us. We want to get an opportunity to get to know you. So please, as you can, please don't write in cursive or in Greek or in tongues. But we want to connect with you. So thank y'all for visiting us today. We appreciate y'all. So Micah chapter 7, starting at verse number 8, and it says, "Do not rejoice me, my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light to me." Excuse me, the Lord will be a light to me. That's the difference. "I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him until he pleads my case and execute justice for me. He will bring me forth to the light. I will see his righteousness." You may be seated. I would like to talk briefly on the subject matter, light in a dark world. Light in a dark world. And I really want to concentrate on the C part of that 8 verse, and it says, "The Lord will be a light to me. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me." We are living in a time where darkness, it seems very prevalent. It seems as if a lot of people are dealing with dark moments. You see it in politics where greed overshadows integrity. You see it in families torn apart over money and greed. You see it even in our youth, violence, drugs, depression. And some of us, even right now, are in our dark moments, even in our own hearts. But here's the good news. You ready for the good news? Darkness is not new. As a matter of fact, in the beginning, the Bible said that when God created the heaven and the earth, he stepped down from heaven and he stepped into voidness, and there was darkness. In Genesis chapter 1, it said that there was darkness, and God spoke a word. He said, "Let there be light." And here's the thing. Darkness was already existing, but it needed light. And see, I come to tell you today that darkness exists in your life, and all you need to dispel the darkness is light. Well, you don't know when to shout. See, what I'm trying to tell you right now is that darkness exists, and darkness is all around us because we see it every day on the news. We hear about it in the communities. We see it even happening with children and adults. But can I tell you, even in the dark moments, even when it seems like darkness is all around you, you can't get away from it, and it seems like everywhere you turn, the darkness is on each side. But all you have to do is understand, as long as I have the light on the inside of me, I may sit in darkness, but I still have light. What I'm trying to tell you is that even when you sit in darkness, even when darkness is around you, that as long as you have Jesus on the inside of your heart, you may go through hell and high waters. You may experience some dark moments, but as long as you have the King on the inside, understand that darkness don't last forever. You may be in a dark world. You may be in your dark moment right now, but God is saying that I gave you light. So keep on living. You have to understand that darkness is inevitable. You're going to experience some dark moments. Why do you say this, Pastor Tremaine? Because look at the prophet. Look at what he said. He said, when I sit in darkness. Sitting is different from standing. Standing means I'm prepared and I'm going to walk through what I'm going to experience. Sitting means that I have gotten comfortable in my situation and I'm just waiting. So some of you are sitting in the situation right now, but don't sit hopeless. You have to sit hoping that God is going to show up on your behalf. Whatever situation that you are sitting in currently, just know that you got to trust God. You got to trust God even in the process. You got to trust God when it don't look good. You got to trust God when you have no money in your bank account. You got to trust God when the doctor say you're not going to live much longer. You got to trust God when your children are not doing what they're supposed to. You have to trust God when your spouse is not doing what he or she's supposed to. You have to trust God when your job is trying to fire you. You have to show up and say, I'm going to sit here and wait on God, because as long as I wait on God, I know everything is going to be all right. Do you really trust him? Look at a prophet, a man of God. Look at what he said. He said, when I fall. Can I tell you, falling is going to happen, but how are you going to respond to the fall? And not only did he say, when I fall, he said, when I sit in darkness. He is a light unto me. See, some of us, we talk about people when they fall, but can I tell you something? How are you going to talk about somebody in a moment of falling when you have failed before in your own life? We talk about these kids because you see them smoking marijuana, which they're not supposed to. We talk about them when you see them doing things that they're not supposed to with their bodies. And we're supposed to know that they're not supposed to do these things. But can I tell you, don't just talk about them, but pray for them. Because you once sat in darkness. What is darkness? The Hebrew word for darkness is hoshek. And it means obscurity, gloom, and absence from light. And then, but in this particular scripture, metaphorically, it can also mean trouble and despair. But Michael, he wasn't talking about the darkness that comes when you don't have light. But really, he was talking about trouble metaphorically. In Genesis, darkness was simply the absence of light. But in Micah, he is saying that darkness is my trouble. So what is Micah saying? I don't have light right now because I'm in trouble at this very moment, and I'm sitting in my trouble and I'm waiting on light to come along. And can I tell you, sometimes in your life, you are sitting in trouble and you are just waiting for Jesus to show up. Have you ever been in a moment of your life and you say, God, I'm going to sit here and it don't look like you're going to show up, but I know that they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings of eagle, and they shall run and not get weary. So you have to keep on waiting. Listen, don't get impatient in your dark moments. Don't throw in the towel in your dark moments. You may be experiencing darkness because God is trying to prepare you. In your dark moments, God may be developing character out of you. And in order for God to get this out of you, you have to go through this dark situation. But don't sit there without hope. Know that what you're in right now, it don't last always. Y'all know y'all heard that song, Trouble don't last always. And can I tell you, trouble comes, but trouble don't stay. And see, although you may be going through trouble, just know it's not going to last always. Even God's prophet, a man who loved him, admitted sometimes he sit in darkness. The prophet is saying, sometimes I sit in darkness. How can a man who loved God, who's the mouthpiece of God, is now sitting in trouble? He's not experiencing trouble because of something he's done, but it's the children of Israel that have him in trouble. See, it's a lot of people that you are connected to that bring trouble in your life. Yeah, it's you may be experiencing trouble right now because you are connected to the wrong individual. And because you are connected to the wrong person or the wrong thing or the wrong place, you are experiencing some trouble. But see, God want to develop something out of you. Because you are in your dark moment, you have to pray for not only you, but those that are connected to you. Look at Michael. He is not just saying, I'm going to sit here for me. He's sitting for the children of Israel because he understands that they are in trouble because of their disobedience. It's nothing that I've done, but God, I'm going to sit here anyways. Even when your children do some things and they're not supposed to, don't turn your back on them. Sit in the darkness with them. Even when it seems like they ain't going to do what God called them to do, sit in darkness with them. As a matter of fact, take their hand and walk them through the darkness. When they go through things in life, they need us, because the Bible of the week. I dare you, just because you feel like you have arrived at a certain point in your life, that you don't have to be there for someone else. Just because you no longer drink, smoke, go to the club, and you're married now, so you're not doing you know what. So now you feel that you have arrived and you don't have to put up with certain things. Can I tell you, God brought you through that so you can be. If you keep living like you perfect, one of these days you may fall and need that very same individual you're talking about. Light in a dark world. Even God's prophet. The prophet saying, when I sit in darkness, your calling doesn't exempt you from dark seasons. But when you carry Jesus, you carry light even in your dark moments. Your calling does not exempt you from dark seasons. Just because you're called doesn't mean you're not going to. As a matter of fact, he's calling you to go through the dark. Oh, y'all missed that. You ain't called to stay. Probably what you think. You thinking, God, I'm so glad you delivered me. I no longer have to deal with them. That is a lie. As a matter of fact, God called you to send you back to go and get somebody else. You know that person you used to drink and smoke with? God called you to go get them. That person you used to run and do things with? God called you to go and get them. And how are you going to get them? You may have to sit in the dark. Oh, do you remember Job, friends? Job had some friends that showed up in his worst moment. And you need friends that's going to show up in your worst moment. You don't need people that's going to show up when you're doing good in your life. You need people that's going to show up when you shave your head, when you lost everything. You have balls on your body. And you can say, naked I came into the world, that will I trust him. But you need friends that could trust him with you. You don't need people that's going to turn their back on you when you're going through stuff in your life. You need people who's going to show up ready to fight for you. You don't need people that's going to show up in the dark and be scared because you're sitting in the dark. As a matter of fact, did you bring some light? I know I'm sitting in the dark. I understand my situation right now. You ain't got to tell me I look bad. I know I look bad. You ain't got to tell me I'm doing bad. I understand I ain't got no money in my bank account. You ain't got to tell me I'm sick. I know I'm sick. As a matter of fact, you ain't got to tell me I'm going to hell. I know what I'm doing is going to send me to hell. But did you bring some light with you? Because I don't need you to tell me what I'm doing wrong. I need you to point me to Jesus so he can bring the wrong out of me. I need you to show up in the dark, but don't show up afraid of the dark. Because if you're going to show up and be afraid of the dark, then you don't need to show up at all. I need you to show up ready to fight for me in the dark. I can't see in the dark, but as long as you can see, we're going to be all right, because I got to keep on fighting through this moment. Did you show up to fight with me, or are you afraid of the dark? I don't need you to be afraid of the dark. I don't need friends in my life that when things go bad, they running. I need some. Have you ever been in a fight? Come on, don't fool me now. Y'all are too safe. Have you ever been in a fight and then you fighting and somebody show up ready to fight with you? Have you ever been in a fight? You fighting five of them by yourself, swing with you. See, that's what I need. I need one person that's willing to swing with me, because as long as I keep on swinging, we going to make it out of this. We going to make it out, but I need you to hold on. Don't run when you get to the dark. Just fight with me. How do I come out of darkness? Coming out of darkness isn't always easy. As a matter of fact, it's very addicted to drugs. It's hard for them to come out of darkness. Sometimes we become comfortable with the very things that's in the dark with us. We get comfortable. Michael says, when I fall, I will rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. Notice the word sit. Notice how he's sitting, but he's not sitting in defeat. You can either wait in defeat or you can wait in hope. My question is to you, how are you waiting? In the moment that you're in right now, do you feel defeated or are you waiting with hope? See, that's what Micah said. He said, I'm going to sit here, but look how he shifted. He said, I'm going to sit because the Lord will be a light to me in the midst of darkness, and said, let it be. and sometimes you have to get like God, and you have to be in your dark situation and just say, let it be. What are you saying? In other words, you need to let light be light in your dark moments. You need to let Jesus be Jesus in your dark moments. Sometimes you just need to sit there and let God do God. You need to sit in your moment and let God do his thing, because sitting means that I can't get up on my own. I need the strength of God to get me up out of this. I'm in the darkness right now. I can't do this by myself. But if I just depend on Jesus to show up on my behalf, I'm going to sit in this, but I'm sitting with hope. I know that you're going to show up. I know you're going to show up on my behalf. To come out of darkness, you must let Jesus be light. You got to allow Jesus to be light in your life. He doesn't just shine around you. He shines in you. Leading you step by step until you walk out of despair into your purpose. But you got to understand that he's leading you to your purpose. Why do you need light? Why do I need light? The light of God, he leads and reveals. You need light so he can reveal what's going on. As a matter of fact, let's make it natural. When you wake up in a dark room, you went to sleep one way, waking up another way. Y'all can act like y'all wake up. Beyonce lied. you don't wake up like that. The truth of the matter is, you may wake up with everything messed up on you. And the light reveals who you are. And see, some of you, the reason why you still the way you've been for years is because the light haven't yet revealed. So you thinking it's everybody else when really you the issue. And the reason why you can't see that you are the issue because you are blinded by your very own darkness. And if you just allow your toxicity and your trauma to be revealed, you would not think everybody else is the problem. As a matter of fact, you will show up and say, Jesus, is me. I'm the one that need healing. I need your hands to touch me. Stop blaming everybody else for your issue. Don't blame people because you're cursing them out. It's not their fault. It's your fault. Don't blame people because you're broke. It's not their fault. It's you. You are the issue. But here it is. It's okay if you have issues, because I know a God who specializes with your issue. You could bring your issues to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, but understand this, when the light shows up, everybody else is going to know who you are. I hope you're prepared, because everybody going to know that there's something wrong with you. So make sure that you're ready for the light to reveal. That's why you need the light. You need the light to reveal. The light leads us out, and it reveals who is. A revealing is not to make you feel bad. It's actually to make you feel good. See, when he first revealed who you are, you're going to feel bad because now you have to face your own reality. And see, your reality may have been something different, but the reality is you needed to change. And sometimes change hurts, because when you start changing, everything around you change. You used to love some of the things you do, but God's saying, when I change you, I'm going to change your taste. I'm going to change your walk. I'm going to change your talk. You ain't going to want to hang around the same people because I've changed you. You need the light. You stay stuck in cycles of confusion, of despair, because there is no light. You see his righteousness when you walk in the light. And when you see the righteousness of God, it changes you. Do y'all remember Moses? When he went on the mountain of transfiguration, and God told Moses, turn your back, because no man ever looked upon me and lived. Let me tell you something. I know they had a song that said, God, show me your glory. When God show you his glory, part of you would die. And see, what God is trying to tell Moses is that not only will you die physically, but there's a spiritual death that will happen when you see me. And see, my question to you today, have you ever really seen God? Because when you look at the Father, part of you will die. Who is the light? I mean, that's very simple. Jesus is the light. You need Bible? John chapter 1, verse 4. And it says this, in him was life, that life was the light of all mankind. In who? See, when you're reading the Bible, you got to ask these questions. In who? In Jesus. The light shine in the darkness. No, it didn't say a light, but the light. See, I'm teaching right now. And see, there's a difference between a light, because a light can be any light. But see, when I say the light, I'm separating the light from every other light. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. See, when light show up, darkness got to go. Whew. Oh, that'll preach by itself. And see, God saying, I want to show up in your life because I'm trying to get the darkness from around you. And then John chapter 8, verse 12 says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. You ever seen somebody and it looked like they have no life? This scripture tells you why. It says because they will have the light of life. You ever looked at people and you say, look like they got darkness in their eyes? Whew. Because they're going through so much darkness, and now it seems like they have become darkness. They have sat in their situation for years and has caused them to now look like what they've been sitting in. But God is saying that when I show up in your life, I'm showing up because I no longer want you to be darkness. I need for you to be light. Reason why he wants you to be light, because you are light in a dark world. For God who said, let's shine, let the light shine out of darkness, made his light shine, where at? In our hearts. This 2 Corinthians 4 and 6. To give us the light of knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. So he gave us the light to shine in our hearts, to give us the light of knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. What is that saying? That after darkness has left out of you, you could now show up in the face of Christ. Because you can't show up, darkness can't show up to light pretending to be light. It ain't gonna happen. You cannot show up. Have you ever had a party and you had invitation only? And somebody show up and they pretending like they family? Everybody on guard. I don't know you. What are you doing here? As a matter of fact, how did you get my address? Because you showing up to my place of peace, trying to disrupt my peace, and I don't even know who you are. And see, that's what God is saying. You trying to show up to my house looking like you belong to me, and I don't even know who you are. I have no idea who you are, because on last night, you were somewhere else, and you weren't supposed to be there, and you showing up to my house pretending like you light when really you're darkness. And you fooling everybody else around you because you're speaking in tongues and raising your hand and singing songs that sound like me, but you are not me. As a matter of fact, let me show you who you really are. You're showing up in the face of God pretending to be a son of God, a child of God. And God saying, I don't see my spiritual DNA. You don't sound like me. You don't look like me. You're a counterfeit. You're a counterfeit Christian. Showing up to the house pretending to be someone else. Jesus is the light of the world, but he called us to be light. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Listen, the light that God gave to you is not for you. It's for him. And the reason why it's not for you is because he's sharing the light with you because he wants you to glorify him. But a lot of us, we think the light is for us. And the light is not, the light is for God. So he can be glorified. How do I glorify God with his light? Simple. Shine everywhere you go. You don't force light. Light can't be forced. Light is natural. You don't have to force something to shine. I don't have to force. If I got to force these lights to shine, something is wrong. Something going on that has nothing to do with me. It's either the switch or the bulb. God is saying that you should not have to force your light to shine. And if you're forcing it, you're not connected to the source. I'm going to leave y'all alone because I see right now that y'all looking at me crazy. because I'm telling you that you can't force your light. You got to let your light shine in a dark world because can I tell you something? When you force your light, they got people out there that's going to recognize that you're forcing it upon them. And you're not going to be ministering to them. As a matter of fact, you're going to be running them away because you're doing something forcefully. God didn't force his love on you. So why are you trying to force his light to shine in you? The light illuminates. I don't have to force something that God gave to me to shine. I can just let it shine. You are the light of the world. We are in a dark world. If you look at the news, you will see so many things happen politically, educationally. It's happened locally. Nationally, things that we cannot change. And the reason why it's very important for us to understand that we are light in a dark world because you're going to go into places that God is going to need you to shine and not become the darkness. Darkness is a void. They got people maybe here in the sanctuary today, came here filling a void. Oh, but I love what God did when he stepped in the void. When God created the heaven and the earth, the Bible said that the earth was void and it didn't have light. And he said, let there be light. He stepped down into a dark situation and brought light with him. And can I tell you, God is saying, I need for you to let light be in your life. You're going to go through dark moments. You're going to experience some dark situations. You're going to experience some trials and some tribulations. There are going to be times where you just want to give up. There are going to be times when you just want to throw in the towel. There's going to be moments that you're going to say, God, I don't think I can make it. But in those moments, I need for you to do like Micah did. I need for you to say, God, although I'm sitting in the darkness, although I'm sitting in a dark moment, I may not be sitting in this because of something I've done. But God, I'm going to sit and I'm going to wait on you. I'm going to wait. And the reason why I'm waiting, because I know that you're going to be a light in my darkness. If you are in darkness today, don't sit there without hope. If that's you, if you are in darkness today, don't sit in your darkness without hope. Look how Micah reminds us. He said, when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. He didn't say the Lord might be. He said the Lord will be. Listen, when y'all, I love these words because that's certain. I know for a fact two things. I'm in darkness, but light is on the way. Whew. I know that I'm in darkness. Nobody have to tell. I can't see nothing right now. I can't even see the door. I can't even get out of my situation. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to sit and I'm going to wait. I'm sitting because I know light is coming one of these days. It might not be today. It might not be tomorrow, but I know I got to sit right here. I got to just sit right here because as long as I'm sitting, I'm waiting. But I'm not waiting without hope. I know that he's going to show up. I know he's going to show up. So God, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to sit here. And in the darkness, they may have other people walking in the darkness trying to confuse me and telling me to get up. Come on, man, get up, bro. The door's that way. Nah, I'm going to sit right here. I'm going to stay right here. No, get up. And have you ever been in the darkness for a very long time? Your mind started playing tricks on you. And I could just imagine Michael in this moment, his mind started playing tricks on him. He started seeing things that really wasn't there. Paranoia started to kick in. And he's getting paranoid, started hearing voices, and they really wasn't there. And, whew, hallelujah. But then he realized, I can't listen to that voice because that don't sound like God. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to sit here. And I'm not just sitting for me because he was a prophet. And notice this, the prophet didn't do anything wrong. The scripture never said he was sitting in darkness because of him. If you study it, Michael was sitting in darkness because of the children of Israel's sins. But he's sitting there. God, I got to sit here because I'm sitting for my family. I'm sitting here for generations. I'm sitting here for my children. If I get up now, I might die, but I got to sit here. I'm going to wait because in my waiting, light's going to show up. And when the light show up, I can now see my feet. I can see my feet, and the light ain't just showing up, but he's showing up to give me hope. And he's telling me the door is this way. You've been wondering where to go, but, and I know you've been sitting there waiting, but I'm going to instruct you where to go. The door is this way. How you know it's that way? Because I am the door. I know where the door is at. I know the door is this way. Just follow me. And see, that's the problem with churches today. We get in situations and we rush God. But God is saying, I put you there to develop you. Just sit. Somebody in here today, you may be in a situation and you feel like you've been in that situation for far too long. You're like, God, I've been in this situation for a very long time. God, I done hit wall after wall. And God, what am I doing wrong? God said, you went before me. You walked when I just wanted you to sit. And listen, they got a lot of people walking away from churches that they should have sat at. Walking away from leaders that they should have sat up under. Here's my appeal to you today. If you are in a dark moment and you need prayer right now, I'm going to need for you to make your way to the altar. If you've been in this situation for far too long and you say, God, I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of fighting. Bless you, sister. Bless you, brother. Talify and bless you, sister. Ooh, I feel this Holy Spirit in this place. Look, somebody has been hurting. You've been in pain. You've been dealing with depression. You've been fighting with depression. You've been saying, God, I don't know why I keep feeling like this. Why I just keep crying and God, I just want to give up. Oh my God. You've been crying tears, and they haven't been tears of joy. Listen, God want to show up for you. God want to show up for you right now. And look, maybe you're saying, I need to give my life to Christ because I've fallen short. And I've been in this dark moment. I've been coming to church playing church. I've been coming to church pretending. Listen, don't pretend. Bless your sister. Bless your sister. Don't pretend. It's time out for pretending. God don't want you to pretend anymore. As a matter of fact, God's saying, I need for you to be real with yourself. I need for you to be real with yourself. And the reason why I need for you to be real with yourself because the enemy wants you to play. The enemy wants you to play because as long as you're playing, your soul is at stake. It's time out for playing. Bless you, sister. Time out for playing. God don't want you to play. He wants you saved and set free. He wants you to be a light in a dark world. God wants you to show up in darkness. And be light. Hallelujah. God wants you to show up in the darkness and be light. Whew. Bless you, brother. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, don't let this moment pass you by. Don't let this moment pass you by. God's saying, I want you to be light. Don't leave here still filling the void. God said, I want to replace. there another? Listen, I want to offer salvation to you right now. Look, if you're afraid to come up, raise your hand. Raise your hand. If you really believe that today is the day you're looking for your life to change, and you're saying, God, I just want to allow you to come into my life and change my life. We got one. And you're saying, God, I no longer want to live the same way anymore. I no longer want to pretend like I have light when I'm full of darkness. I no longer want to walk around feeling void. That's you. Please raise your hand. And look, maybe you have already did your traditional thing. You have already gotten baptized. You have already professed Christ. And you have backslid. And you want to restore your relationship with God. That's you. Please raise your hand. Please raise your hand. If you're online, anybody online, and you need salvation, type in the comment box. I want to be saved. A couple of the intercessors to stay back because somebody might actually want prayer afterwards. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. We thank y'all today. Do they have any announcements? That's coming up that I don't know about before we go. Tuesday Bible study, don't forget about that. That's very important. First Saturday, don't forget. Church on the Levee on Thursdays, don't forget about that as well. And listen, if y'all want to know what's going on, connect with one of the leaders.